5-10, what's the fallout now from everything that's happened this week with Corey Sutton and Bill Snyder in K-State? The game's spelling bee at 5:25. You can't be serious at 5:50. Break away from some of that talk here for just a second. Already had this planned for this week. Roddy Magruder, now a member of the Miami Heat. He was a starter throughout the majority of the regular season for the Miami Heat, who just barely missed out on the playoffs, but it's been awesome to see Roddy Magruder do what he has done. He's drawn a lot of high praise from those that cover the Miami Heat with what he was able to do and earn a starting spot with the team. So pleased to welcome him into the show right now. How exactly was year one in the NBA?
It was a blessing for sure. Couldn't picture, you know, it going the way it did, but it was a true blessing. You know, I played with a great group of guys and, you know, a great coaching staff and a great organization. So, man, it was a lot of fun.
When you say it didn't go the way you necessarily pictured it, what do you mean by that?
No, I'm saying I would have never imagined, you know, starting as many games as I did, being a starter, you know, just coming from, you know, the path I had to take to get here, you know.
Yeah, how did that developed, that you gained so much trust with Eric Spoelstra, whatever it was that you had to do to get into the starting lineup? How'd that develop throughout the year?
That developed, you know, from, you know, playing in the D-League, playing for Sioux Falls, you know, playing for Coach Dan Craig, which is one of our assistants here. You know, I guess that trust just developed, you know, just throughout the year. The things that we do in practice, too, you know, just trying to execute those things and gaining that trust that way as well.
Talking with Roddy Magruder here on the game. You mentioned the time that you spent in the D-League. You also played in Hungary a little bit. So there was a ton that happened there between 2013 and this past season. What was that whole journey like to actually get to the NBA?
Oh, man, it's something that I had to do to get here. You know what I mean? It built me, it made me the person I am today. So I appreciate the journey and the experience. But like you said, it wasn't easy. You know what I mean? But it just teaches you that, you know, have faith and it helps build character as well.
Well, I know it's got to be tough going to, you know, different towns in the D-League. You don't get paid hardly anything. What was, like, the lowest point of that journey? What was the toughest part of all that?
That wasn't tough, man. I mean, you play basketball for free all your life. So it's not always about the money. It's just about, you know, getting to a place where you want to be. And that's one thing I really decided when I wanted to play in the D-League. I do this game for the love of the game, not for the money.
Love that answer. Talking here with Roddy Magruder, tell me about what you feel like your role is with the Miami Heat. I know what my perception is just from the outside and what I read, but how do you feel like what your role was on the team?
Just bring energy. And, you know, just bring toughness. That's what I feel like. And just play and have fun. That's what I would just say.
Well, I've read some of the stories about, like, getting under Paul George's skin when he got a couple technicals, got booted from a game. Do you feel like you did become such a good defender, such a hard-nosed player, that you did get under people's skin?
No, I don't really focus on that. I just focus on going out there and just having fun and competing. You know, and the rest is just take care of yourself. You know, I try not to think too deep into things.
What do you remember about that the Paul George game?
Oh, no, just two guys competing. That's all I remember. Two guys competing, and, you know, the refs got involved a little bit. So, it wasn't nothing serious. I don't think it should be technicals called on the one. But, you know, they felt so. So you got to respect that.
Talking here with Roddy Magruder. Do you ever talk when you're out there on the floor? I mean, getting under people's skin, is it just a matter of how you play, or do you talk much?
No, I don't talk at all. I'm locked in, you know, just focused on what we're trying to accomplish as a team. That's my main goal.
What's the toughest guard that you had this year? Toughest guy that you had to go up against defensively?
I would say the two toughest, I would say, were LeBron and Kevin Durant.
What's it like when you're sitting there staring LeBron James in the face, when you have to be the guy defending LeBron James? What's going through your head?
Hopefully you stand up for the talent, you know, and not back down. But, you know, those guys are, you know, they're going to be future Hall of Famers, though. So they make some tough plays with great defense. That's the thing. You can play the greatest defense as you can, but they still, you know, sometimes they still rise over the top and hit the shot.
Ronnie Magruder again chatting with me about his first season in the NBA. Wound up starting 65 games for the Miami Heat. You know, I read about all the comparisons between you and Udonis Haslem, which makes sense in the way that you play, and also makes sense because you guys both came from the Frank Martin player tree. Have you had a chance to catch up much with Frank since he made it to the Final Four and everything that's been happening for him?
I talked to him. You know, I talked to him during the tournament, before he went to the tournament. You know, we keep in contact. I keep in contact with Coach Weber as well. You know, so, you know, those are, you know, some mentor of mine, both of those guys. So, you know, I just try to stay in contact as much as I can.
What was it like playing for two coaches that are just so different in their styles in college?
It was perfect, you know, just for my career, like going down the line. You know, just, you know, keeping those values that I learned from Frank while playing for, you know, kind of a nice, you know, relaxed coach like Coach Weber, you know. So just keeping those values and, you know, just keeping the values I learned from Frank throughout my career. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, coaches don't really care. But Coach Weber, he still cared, but he was, you know what I mean, more laid back. It was a pleasure playing for both of those guys. Learned a lot.
What do you miss most about Manhattan?
Man, my family there, you know what I mean? Everybody. I consider, you know, people from that town family. I miss being out there on that floor and just hearing all those, you know, the Wildcat fans go crazy. That's what I miss.
Ronnie Magruder's with me here on The Game. You get a chance to watch much K-State basketball?
No, I didn't. You know, a lot of times when they were on TV, we played, you know, so it was pretty tough.
Well, part of the reason I ask is because it does appear K-State may be in position to put another player in the league, being Wesley Awundu. I'm just curious, how much have you had a chance to watch him, and do you think he's a guy that could make it in the league?
Oh, I watch him a lot. You know, I made it back in the summers and played with him, played against him. You know, I like him. He's a talented guy. You know, he got a big upside. You know, he's about 6'8", 6'7". You know, long wingspan. I think he'll be a good pro.
Ronnie Magruder again with me here on The Game. Before I let you go, Ronnie, we got the NBA Finals starting tonight. You obviously have played against a bunch of these guys. You going Cavs or Warriors?
Man, one of my good friends played for Golden State, so I'm going with Golden State.
Okay, who's that?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, there you go. Oh, man, you consider Kevin Durant a good friend, huh?
Yeah.
Ronnie, I appreciate you spending some time with me here, someone that's cool with Kevin Durant, doing an interview with me. I appreciate that, man. Best of luck as you move forward in your career.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So, full disclosure, obviously that was taped yesterday.
I'm good friends with Kevin Durant, too.
But doesn't he look smart by picking the Golden State Warriors to win the thing now? We had a lot going on yesterday. I can imagine this week. Bumps his back to today. But appreciate Ronnie Magruder's time. That is very cool. Friends with Kevin Durant. Must be nice. Be able to level to text Kevin Durant. Text level with Kevin Durant. We'll finish up the hour next. This may be the worst sports take I've seen ever. Ever?
Really going there?
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Listening to The Game.